Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. As the Olympic Games in Japan wrap up, we take a look at an indigenous Olympic event, this one in Alaska, where competitors share skills and tradition with each other. Jeff Chen from Alaska Public Media has more.
The 2021 World Eskimo Indian Olympics, or WIO for short, felt nostalgic for many who attended in Fairbanks, Alaska. Due to the pandemic, last year's event was canceled, and this year, WIO celebrated its 60th anniversary at a smaller and homier venue. Ezra Elisoff, age 17, is Tlingit and lives in Juneau.
I just keep telling myself it's just another competition, but on the inside, I'm really ecstatic.
He won third place for the 2-foot high kick and also finished top three in other events. The games played at WIO are a test of the body and spirit, a way to teach preparedness needed for survival in northern communities.
It's an indigenous sport, and we always think of it as we're fellow hunters trying to help each other. So we always give each other advice because realistically, back when you were hunting with other people, you'd want to help build them up because you don't want them to go home and leave their families hungry.
Many of the events were outside, but in the evenings, events inside the arena with some COVID precautions drew fans from around Alaska and a couple visitors from as far as Italy and India. Asia Sullivan, 24, who is absentee Shawnee, Muscogee Creek of Oklahoma, and Athabascan from Tanana, won first place in the ear pool competition.
Well, ear pool is to, like, signify enduring frostbite. It's definitely a sign of self-strength and perseverance.
She acknowledged having become a stronger person through a tough pandemic, but was surprised to beat a longtime mentor.
It's super cool to be able to just, you know, compete with someone who's just been there along your journey for so long. And we're just here to keep our traditions going and pass them down to our young ones and stuff. And it's great. It's super great.
For National Native News in Fairbanks, I'm Jeff Chen.
A federal judge denied a motion by environmental groups to stop digging at the proposed Thacker Pass lithium mine located in Humboldt County, Nevada. The same judge, though, granted a motion to allow two tribes to join the lawsuit. Environmental groups, Native American tribes, and rural communities surrounding the mine have kept a close eye on the project. U.S. District Court Judge Miranda Dew wrote that four environmental groups did not meet the threshold to warrant an injunction. The group said the digging could harm Lahontan cutthroat trout in the area and harm area springs, meadows, and the water table. In a separate motion, the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and the Fort McDermitt Paiute and Shoshone Tribe are asking the court to intervene in the case, alleging violations of the National Historic Preservation Act. The judge ruled that the Native American tribes could join the lawsuit to block the mine, and it shouldn't affect the case's timeline. Oklahoma's governor named a Tulsa attorney as the state's new attorney general amid legal battles with the federal government and Native American tribes over criminal and civil jurisdictions on tribal lands. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announced in a statement that John O'Connor was, quote, the right leader for the moment, end quote. The former Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter resigned in May. O'Connor will serve the remainder of Hunter's term through January 2023. Idaho is asking a federal judge to throw out a lawsuit by the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation over hunting and fishing rights. The tribe is suing the state, its Department of Fish and Game, and the Idaho governor. The lawsuit argues that the 1868 Treaty of Fort Bridger, quote, guaranteed the Shoshone people the right to hunt on unoccupied land, end quote. In the state's motion to dismiss, Idaho argues that the treaty protects the off-reservation rights of the eastern band of the Shoshone tribe and the Shoshone-Bannock tribes, but not the northwestern band. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.